Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, we're going to learn all about the gut. That's right. Signs of poor gut health. This is epidemic in our society right now, and I think this health of the gut impacts the health of the skin, the health of the person. Your anxiety so much depends on your digestive tract. So let's talk about 7 signs of poor gut health. All right, prebiotics, probiotics, digestive health. I know you guys are trying to take care of your gut microbiome, and it's never been more important. I am a lover of kombucha. I try to eat yogurt all the time with live active cultures. You need to know that your gut is so important, from your immune function to your mental health. Your digestive system can be found connected to most parts of your body. And it's important to figure out whether or not your gut is the source of symptoms you could be having in many parts of your body. Mental health, in terms of irritability, irritable bowel syndrome, skin breakouts. So in this podcast, let's tune into specific signs to watch out for poor gut health and ways you can optimize it. All right, why is gut health important? A healthy gut means there's more good bacteria than bad bacteria existing within you. We are symbiotic creatures. We have a whole entire universe of bacteria living within our GI tract. And when there's dysbiosis or prevalence of harmful bacteria, we certainly can have problems with digestion and immunity. The imbalance of more bad bacteria than good bacteria is known as gut dysbiosis. And your unhealthy gut microbiome can give you negative issues like weight gain, put you at higher risk for obesity, cause intestinal disease like irritable bowel syndrome or irritable bowel diseases, and also produce chemicals like TMAO, trimethylamine N-oxide, that can later block arteries and lead to heart disease in the long run. This throws off your blood sugar balance. Bad bacteria processes sugar different from the good bacteria. It leads to a higher risk of diabetes. This can negatively affect your brain health and contribute to mental health disorders. One study conducted by the NIH, National Institute of Health, showed that participants with various psychological disorders had different existing species of bacteria in their gut compared with healthy people. Folks who had anxiety had prevalence of certain bacterial strains. Folks who had depressive tendencies had prevalence of other bacterial strains. So truly, you are what you eat. It can affect your mental status. It can affect your skin. What are some signs you need to look out for? 7 signs to watch out for if you have an unhealthy gut. Number 1, you are irritable. Your upset stomach can lead to an increased stress and anxiety level. And the gut uses neurons to send signals to the brain when it is distressed. So when there's gases, bloating, indigestion, all these signals lead to crampy, upset stomach and upset brain. Number 2, you're more exhausted than usual. If your gut is not absorbing enough of the right nutrients, it can lead to malabsorption, and this negatively affects your energy levels. It can make you feel more tired than usual. So if you're yawning or you're not getting a good night's rest, take better care of your gut. And remember, try not to eat your energy. When you're exhausted, you tend to go for that sugary morning bakery pastry good. A burst in calories, a burst in sugar energy. Better to do slow release energy producing proteins instead of those sugars. What about migraines and headaches? Studies show, number 3, that migraines and headaches are linked to abdominal pain. Because your gut affects your hormone imbalances, worsening migraines can trigger more headaches. Levels of serotonin that are produced by the gut can improve headaches and a feeling of well-being, whereas certain things you might eat with MAO inhibitors or, for example, eating too much MSG in your diet can definitely be a trigger for migraine headaches. Number 4, if you're constipated or constantly bloated. If you find that you've been having issues going to the restroom for more than 5 to 7 days, you probably have severe microbial imbalance that can lead to irregular bowel movements. Remember the importance of fiber in the diet, prebiotic and probiotic. Both of these are so critical. I love my inulin, and I use inulin all the time. I love the brand Simply Gangster Chic from my friend Ingrid. This is a product that's made from artichoke fiber. It absorbs water, makes more water content come into the colon, and it makes you regular with a flat tummy. You don't have to carry around those 10 pounds of poop that every adult has in them. So staying regular is so important. One of the big signs of having gut imbalance is that you're constantly bloated or constantly constipated. So work on probiotic and prebiotic intake. Number 5 is bad breath. If you have bad breath, that is a sign. It's often related to bad dentition, toothbrushing, not scraping your tongue, bad tonsils, bad sinuses, but guess what? These smells can also emanate from the GI tract. So if you have a peptic ulcer tendency, if you have malodorous digestive fumes coming up, bad breath can be a sign and you should see your GI doctor for that. Number 6, new food sensitivities. These can be caused by leaky gut. Typically, your gut lining is semi-permeable, meaning the nutrients and water you get from food are intended to diffuse into the bloodstream for nutritional purposes. But when you have an unhealthy gut, these gaps between the cells become larger and lead to increased permeability or leaky gut. So larger food particles and bacteria enter the bloodstream, and they become more antigenic, leading you to more allergic sensitivities and food sensitivities and GI symptoms like bloating, nausea, diarrhea, constipation. Number 7, poor skin health. This one is so important. People who have skin breakouts very often have digestive imbalance issues, causing inflammatory skin conditions. There are studies that show that acne is related to some of the foods that we eat, including foods that have increased androgen content, more glycemic index, and milk products. Other studies show that inflammatory disease like rosacea are also linked and related to certain foods we eat, with increased flushing related to alcohol, spicy foods. So if you are breaking out, and you don't always break out, it might be your diet. What can you do to improve? Limit your processed foods and foods with a high glycemic sugar index. Next is eat more fermented foods like kimchi, kombucha, yogurt, foods high in fiber. Eat the rainbow. All the brightly colored antioxidant fruits and vegetables are going to be amazing for you. Add prebiotics and probiotics to your diet. Definitely more protein too, like my collagen powder is so good for skin stability and building up collagen. When your collagen breaks down, more frequently related to age, sun, stressors, menopause, and hormone changes, you need building blocks like collagen peptides. Definitely take inulin. Improve your fiber content and your regularity. It doesn't have to be inulin, but anything with great fiber content. And exercise. Get some rest. Quit smoking. Stop vaping. So many things that we need to be doing, but pick your one or two bad habits that you really want to work on and really tune in to those things. Try to change the habits that may be affecting your gut health. Your GI tract is so important. These signs that your body's showing you of poor gut health, something you can easily work on. And guess what? You might improve your mental status, your immunity, your skin beauty, and your overall feeling of well-being. So that's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my amazing internal radiance collagen powder and our inulin that we love so much from Gangster Chic. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.